past 7 o'clock on a Monday, and Sarah Swainson is back with the Bold Heart Initiative, and a very special guest, Nicola Smuts, is in the house.
Good morning. Morning.
And these Bold Heart things make me nervous.
No, it's great. It's Monday morning, and this is actually a very special segment. So just remind everybody, we do the Bold Heart segment to inspire others to do things that they didn't think were possible.
Or just to make Dave Charles feel like a flop sitting on his couch.
So about two years ago, I answered my phone, and there was a very nervous voice behind the person behind the phone. Really wanted to join one of our programs at Ordinarily Active, but was, like most people, super nervous about coming to a new group. Am I going to look like an idiot? Are you going to make me run 10Ks in the first day? All of these questions. I could just hear the nervousness behind that voice. And that voice was the person who's sitting next to me, Nicola Smuts. And Nick, take us back to the beginning when you decided to join a program. Well, 2 years ago, where were you physically, emotionally? What made you want to do something?
Physically, unfit, uncomfortable, sluggish, and emotionally really disappointed in where I was at.
So like a normal person.
Pretty much, yeah.
And did you ever see yourself as somebody who was active and going out and doing something? I mean, last week, and we're going to get to it in a second, last week you just did Kruger to Canyon. Did you ever see yourself as that kind of person?
No, I mean, I wanted to be, but knowing how to start and to get there, no, didn't even know where to begin.
Okay. Now, you overcome that telephone call, and you pitch up, and you start this journey of living life actively. What has been some of the most important things that you've come to realize that has been along this journey?
I think I didn't think I would be so consistent, which I have done, and I've managed to keep that up. I have met fantastic people. The support, I didn't think I was going to be so proud of myself at this stage of my life. I didn't know I could do something that could make me so proud.
Okay. Now, how important in this journey, how important has community been for you? How important is it to, what advice would you give to somebody out there going, I'm identifying with the person that you were 2 years ago? Like, how important is that?
If you even think that that you would be interested in something, or there's an opportunity, just take it. You'd be surprised at the joy that you get. And the community has been fantastic. I mean, from the day that I joined, and it was panicked. It was a panic. It was a panic phone call. But from the moment that I joined, Sarah, it was just like I'd come home. Actually, nobody gets left behind. There's so many people doing such fantastic things and adventures that you want to just take part in all of it, actually. Mm-hmm.
So this is the big thing. So Nick said to me, and she didn't actually remember this, she said, I want to go and do a event with my husband. And I think you said it kind of like in passing, like you didn't actually believe that you would do it. And so a couple of weeks ago, she said, do you think that I could do Kruger to Canyon? And I went, yeah, of course. And we went back and forth convincing, and we did some prep. And tell us a bit more about Kruger to Canyon, about doing it quite subtly. You did it quite under the radar, didn't you?
So the next time I want to do something, I'm not going to ask Sarah, because she's just going to say, yes, you can do everything, you know. I asked my husband if he thought I could do it, and he was a bit hesitant. So I just thought, actually, I can do this. So quietly went about my exercising and my training, and entered quietly. And so on the day, was surprised him with I'm also entering, by the way.
And give us a context of what is Kruger to Canyon, and what did you accomplish?
It's a 2-day trail run with 4 different distances. I did the 20K. The first day it's in a place called Kumpers Rus, just outside Hoedspruit. And the first day is the climb up the Mariepskop Mountain. And the second day is through the Moholaholo Game Reserve.
Sure.
And you'll never do that again. I can see from your face. Never again.
Never say never, Dave.
Dave laughs. You can't wait.
Did you enjoy it? No, don't lie now. You're on radio.
Let me just tell you.
The first case.
So Sarah said to me, you know, when you're feeling a bit down, you know, have a snack. Have a Super C and or a Jelly Baby or something.
Is that a snack?
That was a snack. Is that Sarah's
Super
snack?
Or a Jelly Baby.
At 1 kilometer in, I was
short
of messaging Sarah saying, if I eat all my snacks at 1 kilometer, is it frowned upon? Eating all my nuts and my what have you. So those first 3 kilometers, I just thought, actually, this is a joke. You have bitten off more than you can chew. But I think what made me actually quite emotional, even in the walk, was that people's messages to me, and there was this whole community waiting to hear how my first day had been and what it was about. And that's actually what got me going 10 steps at a time until I got to the top.
And what's something that you take from the experience? Did you see something? Was it like, I mean, I've always stood at these trail races and just looked at where you are. And I think being in nature, what did you take from this experience?
I think just for myself, I need to back myself more, actually. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was supportive and said that I could do it, but I didn't actually believe myself that I could do it. So, it was to back myself.
Okay. And what do you think you'd say to somebody who's, a lot of people don't say, I'm not sporty or I'm not active. What would you say to that person out there listening today?
Just do something, whether it's dancing, whether it's walking around your neighborhood, whether it's, you'll be amazed at how good you feel. In my whole entire life, I just in everything around me, I feel that I can accomplish stuff. It's done wonders for me.
Mm. So what's next?
Swimming with you and Sidwana, I think.
Lovely, 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 lovely. You see, Dave, it's contagious.
I'm very impressed. What can I say? What can I say that will convince you that I'm never going to do it?
One day, Dave. I'm going to live in hope. But next, complete the sentence. I never thought I could, and now?
I never thought I could get up at 4:30 three times a week to do exercise. And now I'm so grateful that I'm able to and that I get to.
Mm. Was your family proud of you?
Oh, so proud. My kids, my husband, my daughter ran me in on both days. Yeah, super proud.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience.
Are you going to keep it up?
Definitely.
Yay!
Definitely. Not the end.
See,
for
that
me.
Was a strong definite.
Hey, well, that's good. It's marvelous. I mean, you're looking good.
Thank you.
You're
Dave.
Looking very glowing and happy.
I am.
Hey, did you clearly have get up early this morning and run a couple of kilometers?
No,
Monday's a rest day.
Monday's a rest day. Give me one day.
We're back on the back out there tomorrow.
You see, I think I'm quite what is the word? Not cynical. I'm practical. I know that for me, this is watching other people doing this is magnificent. But I can see the benefits, and I really envy you. I really do, because clearly this whole thing about your perception being your reality, and when you change your perception about life, your reality is different, and you start living a much more, well, I suppose victorious is the word that comes to mind straight away, because it looks like that. You're looking very victorious, so congratulations.
Which is actually, thanks, Dave, and that's actually the meaning of my name.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Victory of the people. Can you believe that?
Look at that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I hope that somebody out there has been inspired by Nexa's story, and it's and really that it's not for elite people, anything like that. I mean, if you're out there, then get in contact with us. We'll help you on your journey.
And that's very special, because we do tend to, I suppose, wait for moments of major shift before we decide to get off the bottom and go and start doing something that's going to give you results ultimately. There's no reason to do that in a community like this. We're blessed on the North Coast. There is lots and lots of support. If you choose to go out and join, meet people, make friends, and find your best you, and enjoy life. It's short, man. It's
absolutely
very short.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So don't waste it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sarah Swainson and Nicholas Moss. How lovely. What a great start to the week. I'm inspired. That's all I need now. And you too can be. If you want to get hold of the Bold Heart Initiative, how does one get hold of you?
So on Instagram, we've got Bold Heart Coaching. That's the name. Or you can get hold of us on Ordinarily Active.
Just like that.
Just like that.
You too can glow on a Monday.
Hey, you could be the next person featured.
Yes, come on. We'll look forward to meeting you. And the morning show.